But as you would have heard this morning, the breaking news of the morning is the news that a man has been arrested this morning in Kerry in relation to the ongoing murder investigation of Mike Gane. The man is being held in a Garda station in Kerry and can be questioned for 24 hours. With me in our studio in Tralee is Trasa Murphy of Radio Kerry News to talk to us about what we know this morning. And Trasa, this surprising development, the investigation has never stopped. It's been ongoing all this time, although it has gone relatively quiet. What can you tell us about what we know, what happened this morning?
Well, Gerry, as much as we know this morning, we can establish that around 7:30 this morning, a man in his 50s, whom we understand to be Michael Kelly, an American, who was arrested in May last year in relation to Mr. Michael Gane's death, that Mr. Kelly has been rearrested close to where he was living in Tralee near the town centre. And it's our understanding, and Gardaí are not commenting on this officially, but he has been brought to Castle Island Garda station and that he's being currently detained for questioning under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act.
Okay, and that Section 4 entitles the Gardaí to hold him for up to 6 hours, which can be extended to up to 24 hours, excluding breaks.
Yeah, that allows Gardaí, as you said there, to detain suspects for up to 24 hours before they must then be either charged or released.
Now, Trasa, we're almost at the, I suppose, 1 month out, or just under 1 month out from the anniversary of Mike Gane's disappearance from his farm in Carrigeast in Kenmare.
Yes, and we're coming up to that very poignant anniversary very soon. Mike Gane, a very popular local farmer who lived in Carrigeast near Kenmare, he went missing from his home near Kenmare on March 20th last year. He was reported as missing the following day on March 21st last year, and then his case was upgraded to a homicide investigation the following month back in April, despite extensive searches of the 1,000-acre holding Mr. Gane's property by Gardaí. They were assisted by members of the Defence Forces. People will remember the huge outpouring of people who came out local people in Kenmare and indeed beyond, including Mr. Gane's many friends in the Raleigh community as well. Huge searches in March and April to see if they could find any trace of Mr. Gane. No trace was found of him. And then on April 29th, Gardaí formally upgraded their investigation into Mike Gane's disappearance on April 29th last year from that of a missing person investigation to a murder investigation. And people might remember as well at the time, at the end of April 30th, Mr. Gane's wife Janice and his sister Noreen O'Regan made very heartfelt pleas for information for Mike's whereabouts. He was a very popular man, as they said. He loved his rallying. He loved his animals. He loved his home. He loved his farm life. You know, he was settled. He was well-loved, settled, popular. He was a busy man. He was devoted to his animals. He was devoted to his farm. So for him to disappear like that was completely out of character. He wouldn't do that to his farm. He wouldn't do that to his animals. He wouldn't do that to his loved ones. He wouldn't do that to his animals. So they knew that something was up pretty soon after he was last seen on March 20th, 2025. And then on the afternoon of May 16th last year, a relative of Mike's, of Mr. Gane's, was spreading slurry on the farm at Carhu East when they noticed a blockage in the slurry spreader. And this is horrific and traumatizing. We're very mindful of Mike Gane's family and friends, but it emerged anyway that what was in the slurry spreader was appeared to be body parts, and Gardaí were alerted and they cordoned off the area and requested the services of the state pathologist. Then that following day, May 17th last year, 2025, the state pathologist and the forensic anthropologist, they carried out a preliminary examination of the scene. there was a search of a slurry tank on the farm by members of the Garda Water Unit. They found further remains, which were later confirmed to be those of Mr. Gain. And the belief always there has been that that the Gardaí believed that Mr. Gain's killer had dismembered his body and had disposed of his body parts in the slurry tank. Then Michael Kelly, who had been living in the Kenmare area and who had worked for done some work for Mike Gain, he was arrested then in May of last year, and it's important to stress that he was questioned at the time and was released without charge, and no charges have ever been brought against him. And but as we said, we understand this morning he has been rearrested under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act and is currently being questioned in a Garda station in the county. And we understand in Radio Kerry, just to stress, the Gardaí are not commenting officially where, but we understand it's in Castle Island. I thought as well, Gerry, it was noteworthy in the Garda statement this morning that there was a reference to Mr. Gain's family, because obviously the circumstances of this case are horrific, absolutely macabre, and there's been a lot of interest in this, understandably. But Gardaí, and I think it's very important that we always be mindful of Mr. Gain's family and friends and how this affects them, and how heartbreaking that it is that, first of all, that their loved one has been killed and killed in such a horrific way, and also that they have had no closure. The Garda Press Office this morning said that the investigation, which is led by the Serious Crime Unit Kerry Division, is supported by the Garda National Bureau of Criminal Investigation, and the said in the press release that they, through Garda family liaison officers, they continue to liaise with and support the family of Michael Gain, and that they say investigations are ongoing. Whatever happens this morning, whatever comes out of this or may not come out of this, we have to be very mindful of the trauma, the ongoing trauma, hurt and devastation that Mike Gain's family and friends are going through.
Yeah, we certainly do, that's for sure. Okay, Trasa, listen, that's where we leave it for the time being. We'll see where developments come and where things go in relation to that arrest and that questioning of, we understand, Mike Kelly. The other development in that case, just worth mentioning, is that last September it emerged that Gardaí investigating the murder of Mike Gain requested the assistance of American forensic experts who travelled to Ireland to help Gardaí carry out a review of the murder of Frenchwoman Sophie Toscan de Plantier. A new DNA gathering technology called MVAC was being used in that, and it's understood some of the specialists visited Mike Gain's farm in Carrick East. But that's the only real development of any significance since then that has happened. The case had gone particularly quiet until this morning's arrest. Trasa, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to me and taking us up to speed and bringing us up to speed on what exactly has happened this morning as things stand. It's with me on the line to talk about this is local councillor to the Kenmare area, Fine Gael councillor Teddy O'Sullivan Casey. Teddy, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to all the listeners.
Now, Teddy, look, it's been a long time, and this case has been ongoing. This investigation has been ongoing. It's been a very difficult 12 months for people in Kenmare, and particularly for Mike Gain's family.
That's correct, Gerry. It has been a horrendous 12 months, to be fair, to the family and to the local community. And I suppose probably a big development now in a situation that's going on for almost 12 months. And I suppose it's important that we focus our efforts now as well on keep supporting the family and keep supporting ourselves until this comes to conclusion.
Yeah, and that's part of it, because it has been particularly difficult. The level of attention around this, the level of media attention, the level of public attention tends to kick off whenever there's a development, and that can be very difficult for his family and as well as his friends in the area.
It is, yes, very difficult to deal with, I suppose, you know, when you see all the comments online and things, it's very hard to deal with, and I would really ask people to refrain from comments like that for the moment, you know, until this concludes.
Yeah, how important is it, I suppose, that the Gardaí are allowed to do their job in as much as they can with this investigation without those sort of distractions and that attention that we sometimes see?
Yeah, it's hugely important, I suppose, to get justice number one for the family and things like that. But I suppose there has been massive resources put into this investigation by the Garda, to be fair. And it's important that we give the justice system the time and the space to do its job so the family can get some form of closure.
Yeah, and that's the situation when it comes to it, really, Teddy. I suppose that level of support that's there, I know it will continue throughout the next couple of weeks, and that, you know, just everyone be mindful, including the media, mindful of what the family are going through, what his friends have gone through, really, and the wider community over the last 12 months.
That's right, Jerry. It's been a very tough 12 months, to be fair, like, you know, and... You know, we don't want to be making a bad situation even worse with all these comments and things that you see online and things like that.
Teddy, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us in the programme about that. That's Teddy O'Sullivan, KC, Fine Gael councillor in the Kilmeary area, reacting to the news this morning that a man believed to be Mike Kelly has been arrested and is being questioned at Castle Island Garda Station. We'll see where things go from there. Back to the original story that we started the programme with, and that's the arrest of Mike Kelly, the American man arrested by Gardaí this morning and taken in for questioning. David Nelligan is with me from Chapel Street in Tralee, where Michael Kelly lived and where he was arrested this morning. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Here in Chapel Street in Tralee. Now, this morning, shortly after 7:30 this morning, a man in his 50s was arrested. We understand that it is American native Michael Kelly, who has been arrested for questioning in relation to the murder of Michael Gane. It's understood that he was taken to Castle Island Garda Station. Now, this morning, I myself was in Castle Island and saw Mr. Kelly's solicitor, Pat Mann, entering Castle Island Garda Station. Now, of course, Pat Mann is a very prominent solicitor, has a number of clients, so may or may not be, but as far as we're aware, he is being held in Castle Island Garda Station for questioning. Shortly before 10 a.m, I arrived here at Chapel Street in Tralee, had talked to a number of locals in the area who said there was a bit of movement and a bit of noise this morning with Gardaí in the area, and in the past couple of minutes a number of Gardaí, there's a Garda presence at the residence of where it's understood Mr. Kelly was living, Garda presence here in Chapel Street, and in the last couple of minutes a number of Gardaí have exited the building with boxes and bags and have left the scene, but still a Garda presence remains here in Chapel Street.
So understood that they actually carried out a search and they're taking material away from that area.
Yeah, in the just shortly before 10 a.m. Gardaí left the premises with a number of boxes and bags, loaded them into a car and left the scene while the Garda presence remains here.
Okay, all right, David, listen, thanks very much for that and for updating that scene in Chapel Street this morning where Mike Kelly was arrested and a Garda presence still being maintained there as well.